Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together, another wonderful week to serve God. Hope you've had a good week. And we talked about forgiveness of sin yesterday. Not a long thing, just wanted the thought to hit his heart that God purges our transgressions. I wanted to finish the week on a high note also with that about God's forgiveness of sins. And a verse that you know very well, and I do, Psalm 103, verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. The Lord is merciful and gracious. Here's this mercy and grace here together again. We always think of Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The Lord is merciful and gracious. That word good is the Old Testament word for grace there. Mercy and grace all through the Bible. I challenge you sometime, maybe just do a little bit of a study. I've done it on the times you find mercy and grace. Any root of the word mercy and any root of the word grace in the same verse. And you'll be shocked how all through the Bible, mercy and grace are together. And here's why. Because the Bible is about Christ. And it's a redemptive narrative. All the way through the Bible, you see Jesus Christ. He's involved in creation. And he's involved in coming to rule and reign on this earth as by faith in the future, what we know God is going to do. It's all about Jesus Christ. And Jesus has grace and mercy. So if the Bible's about Jesus, the Bible's going to have grace and mercy all the way through it. So the Lord is merciful and gracious. Notice this, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. So let me, if I can put it in just simple terms for you, he has a little bit of anger and he's got a whole lot of mercy. A little bit of anger and a whole lot of mercy. He's slow to anger, but plenteous in mercy. It means that he's very slow to get angry, but he is very fast, very, very quick to be merciful. That's the kind of God we have. Now, Satan's going to lie to you, and Satan's going to tell you. He is going to, part of his thing in life is going to convince you that God is full of anger and just every once in a while shows mercy. Now, that's what Satan wants you to believe. And some people have this opinion of God. They're scared of God. They walk around thinking God hates them all the time. And that, you know, serve the Lord and walk with the Lord's just a regimented, cold, dry, and I better not make him angry kind of a thing. And dear friend, listen, I'm not, God it does get angry. But the Bible, this verse says that he is slow to anger, but he's plenteous in mercy. And Satan's going to try to make you concentrate on his anger and make you forget all about his mercy. That's what he did with Adam and Eve. He lied to them right off the bat. Instead of them enjoying that entire garden, all the trees they could have, Satan made them think about the one tree that they couldn't touch. And that's what Satan does. And Satan's going to have you convinced that all God is, he's an angry God. And according to this verse, there's a little bit of anger and there's a whole lot of mercy. According to this verse, he's very fast to show mercy, but he's very slow to show anger. And I don't know about you, but today I think we ought to praise him as we go out and serve him today. God, thank you that you've been merciful to me. Thank you that you've been very slow to be angry at me for the things that I've done. Why don't you take a few minutes and pray and do that today and talk to him just a little bit about how thankful you are for his mercy and how glad you are that he is very slow to get angry. God bless you. Thanks for listening this morning, and we'll talk with you next week here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, KerwinBaptistChurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.